Australia is preparing for a July 2nd double dissolution poll. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has the trigger now to dissolve both houses of parliament after the Senate again rejected the bill to re-establish the construction watchdog. Mr Turnbull is expected to formally call the election before the 12th of May. An Australian mother and a Channel 9 crew charged over a botched child recovery operation in Lebanon have again had their case adjourned. Mother Sally Faulkner and 60 Minutes journalist Tara Brown appeared before a judge before being bundled away into a police car outside the Beirut court. The judge again urged Ms Faulkner and her estranged partner to reach a custody agreement before adjourning the hearing until Wednesday. Outside court, the father of the children, Ali Alameen, said he intends to proceed with charges. Victoria Police have released an image of a man wanted for questioning after the death of a teenage footballer following a pub brawl. 19-year-old Patrick Cronin died in hospital after he was hit during a brawl on Saturday involving up to 30 people. And the number of people killed in Ecuador's powerful earthquake has risen to about 350. Earlier, President Rafael Correa warned that there were still people alive under the rubble of collapsed buildings and the death toll was likely to rise. And police in Israel say 21 people have been injured after a bomb started a fire on a bus in Jerusalem. The bus was empty at the time, but passengers on a nearby bus were hurt.